Okay, I have more Myanmar pictures about how fruit has been born, and I'll do that before tea break. What time is, where's the timetable? Have you scrapped the timetable? Scrap it, who cares? This is just a guideline. Don't be legalistic, right? James, stop being legalistic. This James is always legalistic. He comes late and then he wants us to stick to the timetable. Alright. Are you okay, Martin? Alright. How to write your testimony and make your testimony for a 3-minute testimony, okay? General outline. Everybody alert? You just think of all the other things, you know, makeover brands, and you know, the James has been looking at the circumference here and saying this has to reduce. So there is always this picture of before and after, right? Before. Think of what you were before you were confronted by Christ. So you start with the before. You gotta think of what you were before. Put down as much as you want. And then you're going to edit. Put down as much as you want. What were you before you met Christ? In terms of character, in terms of attitude, in terms of behavior. And please understand, the issue with Christ is not your behavior as much as your character, your attitude, your inner life, your mind. And also remember, your beliefs make your behavior. Your doctrine formulates your deeds. Your creed decides your character. Did you get it? So what was I before I came to know Christ? What was I before? How did I think? What did I believe? What did I have as an attitude in relationships? And please understand, all these internal things make up your relationships, affect your relationships. And sometimes we say, hey, you know that person, he has an attitude problem. Say that, no? He has a big attitude. See, we know it, but we don't act upon it. So before, short, and then edit it. Make it a short sketch of what your life was like before you became a Christian. You got it? Summarize it. In the before, include good and bad aspects of your life. Now, we believe in original sin and we believe that we are totally depraved. But did you realize that the doctrine of total depravity doesn't mean that you're all doing only bad and thinking only bad? There are a lot of altruistic, philanthropic people who are going to hell. Okay, Mahatma Gandhi did a lot of good, so did Mother Teresa. We don't know whether they're going to ever make it to heaven. They, you know, their doom is sealed. Good works can be done by unsaved people. And they were good. They were good. But they were not good enough for heaven. Please understand that. So we don't look at every person who's unsaved and say, oh, that's a bad person. In fact, we also say that many unbelievers behave better than believers. We all say that. It's terrible testimony, but that's a fact. Because we're saved by grace, we behave badly. So include some good and bad things in your life. Good aspects, some examples. I wanted to excel. Desire for education. Is that bad? Concern for others. I was hard working. I know most of you weren't, but you know, it doesn't matter. Huh? You're not even taking notes, Devpriya. You want to learn something? Write. Have your Bible. Write. Don't let it leak out. Sunil. Write. Don't let things leak out. These are golden days of your life to learn. You see some of the old people writing and you are not writing. It's not good. You're losing so much opportunity. What a waste. Bad aspects. Selfish. Get ahead at any cost. Temper. Greed. You got it? These are just examples. You don't have to put this down. You know what you were. But it's not it's not actions. It's attitudes. It's attitudes. Then come to the how. So you got the before. Okay, you got the before. Now you got the how. How did it happen? How did you and Christ meet? How? Exactly how? Be specific. Now, most times we just talk all over the place. And there's no sequence, there's no logic, and there's no specific point. How? Someone told me about Jesus. I read the Bible. I went to a meeting. I saw a tract on the road and picked it up. You get it? How exactly? And again, summarize it. Don't make a big Ramayana. You know? Or these serials. I wonder, you know, when I watch some serial, how this serial fellow can think of some complication to make the serial go on forever and capture your attention. We are not serial, okay? We want to get to the point. Yeah. So then, communicate the gospel clearly and briefly in the how. I went to a meeting, I read a book, I read this verse, and it explained to me, and for the first time I understood the gospel, that I am a sinner, Jesus died for me, He rose again, He's the only one who can save me because He is the holy God who took on human flesh and took my place and died for me and paid the punishment, took the wrath of God, you know, specific. Now, if you have not really understood for yourself exact points of the gospel, you're going to blather all over the place. And very often when you write your testimony, I have to tell you, when I'm editing it, hey, nothing is clear. Nothing is clear. You need to include the fact of sin in the explanation of how you got saved and what is the gospel. Fact of sin. the penalty of sin. Because I'm a sinner, I realize the Bible taught me, this man taught me, this woman taught me, the book helped me to understand that I'm going to hell. I'm going to be separated from God forever. God is angry. God hates sin because He's so holy. So there has to be punishment. The justice of God demands it. The holiness of God demands it. But Christ took my place. He paid for my sin. He took the wrath of God. Therefore, God can forgive me. I understood this, but I also understood I have to turn over my life to Christ. I have to hand over the authority of my life, the throne of my life to Jesus. I need to understand He is the Lord who became my Savior. You got it? Simple, but clear if you got really clearly saved, okay? Otherwise, you're just bakwasing, telling nice stories, yarns. Make the Bible the authority. What do I mean? See, it's poor in the how and the gospel explanation when you say, Pastor Chris, so Pastor shared with me that I had failed and needed forgiveness. Why are you talking of the pastor? Did the pastor save you? Or you say, Auntie so-and-so, or Mother so-and-so, and my dad, my this. Be brief about who, how you met, through who you met, but then say, I learned from the pastor that the Bible teaches, and the Bible convinced me, the Bible in this verse says, see, I'm a sinner, Romans 3, 23, Romans 6, 23, show those verses, quote those verses, make the Bible the authority. Poor, when you quote, this is good, see, pastor shared with me that the Bible said, and then quote the verse. You got it? Or whoever, get to the Bible, quote the Bible, quote the Bible, quote the Bible. Minimize quoting Spurgeon or Calvin. This day and age of the web, I don't surf. I'm not interested in any of these people. I want to get to the Bible. I don't have enough time to get into the Bible. After. See, before, the how, and the after. So what happened after? Talk about the changes in your life. Because if Christ is in you, you are a new creation. Which verse? All you memorizers? 2 Corinthians? Wonderful. Aniket. You know the reference. If any man be in Christ, bolna, he's a new creation. The old is gone. All things have passed away, all things are new. This is a summary Abigail was saying. Old is gone, new has come. Very summarized, you know. All things have passed away, behold, all things are new. Good. What is new? What is new? Talk about that. See, don't talk about, now I am a believer. You know, the Bible says this, and I got saved, now I am a believer. I don't think you are. Till you have evidenced change. See, you were talking about in your past, I was selfish. I was very ambitious at any cost. I had a bad attitude. You talked about that. Now, connected. You know, I have been surprised that Jesus could change my heart. Jesus could change my attitude. Jesus could change my nature. Not my behavior. It's not I was liar, now I don't lie. I was lustful, now I don't lust. No. It is, I had an attitude. I had a nature that was selfish. You know, I stopped being selfish. I still struggle with it sometimes, but you know, by and large, I don't struggle with it as much as I used to. See, relate to changes in my life. In the after, rapidly conclude with two or three personal benefits of becoming a Christian. Two or three. So, points. What is the benefit of becoming a Christian? You know, so this is it. Before I met Christ, before Christ came into my life, I was selfish. I hated my dad. I just, you know, thought nobody loved me. I studied hard, I did well in my exams, but I was really messed up with all these things. And then I started studying the Bible. And as I studied the Bible, I came to know about Jesus and that He had died for me. And then I was really struggling with all these things because I have sin in me. And that sin is I don't really know Jesus and God at the center of my life. I am running my own life. And Jesus died on the cross. And I didn't understand the whole thing, but I understood that God is holy and I am unholy and we can't have a relationship. I need to turn away from my sin and surrender my life to Jesus. And Jesus took the punishment on the cross, the anger of God, and He offers me forgiveness. And so I asked Jesus to forgive me. I said, I know I'm a sinner. I need You, Lord. Take over my life. And I became a Christian. And He changed me, you know. He even took the good things of my life and helped me to not feel proud anymore about it. And realize it's all of grace. And He gave me a new heart to love others and focus on others instead of my own needs and loneliness and lack of love. And you know, I'm now a child of God. I never feel like an orphan anymore because God is my Father. John 1:12 says, many has received Him, to them He gave the right to become children of God. How many minutes did that take? How many minutes? Maybe two, huh? I should have put some more verses about sin and things like that, but was it comprehensive? See? I've practiced it. And sometimes you don't have time to give a long story. And there are some people I tell, how did you come to Christ? Oh, it's a long story. Hey, come on. Everyone has a long story. Because everyone has an ego to show off. You don't need a long story. Spend the rest of that long time studying the Bible together. These may be current benefits also. The last sentence of your testimony should be something like that the greatest benefit is that I know I have eternal life. I'll live forever with Christ in heaven. Amazing. What happened? You got it? You know what happens is, most people are afraid of dying or talking about that because they don't know what's going to happen after they die, you know. And you're saying, and they might say, what? How can you be so sure, man? I don't know whether I'm going to be an elephant or a dog or a Buddhist monk. Whether I'll be born in Myanmar, I don't want to be born in Myanmar, Baba. I prefer to be born in Mumbai. And you know you're going to heaven. Huh? Yeah, yaar, tell me how. Then you can tell, no? Avoid dogmatic statements that skeptics can question like, I prayed and I know Christ came in. Let me... See, this is all Christian vocabulary. Why? You know what used to happen in DCC? One time, there was one single girl who came to me and said, you know, Chris, every time you talk about how happy you are and you're married and all that, and I'm feeling jealous. So you make me very sad. Achha Baba, I won't talk about my marriage. See, you have to be sensitive. Don't have to hide your happiness, but you know, there are some people who are hurting. No? How nice this looks, no? Hey, you know, I want to give my testimony to Santosh, you know. You know, first point. Don't do that. Is it real? All you have to brush up is being able to make it concise and focus on Christ. See, before, after. Keep thinking how to make a chart. So there, you were born. That's your lifeline? Not really. This is the before, the salvation, the after, now. You got it? Hallelujah. Happy? I've got another paper on this in more detail, but you don't need it really. All you have to think is, hey, am I really saved? Am I really a believer? Am I really a new creation in Christ? How can I summarize that? And give glory to Christ and exalt Christ, not my sinful past, not my joyful present, but my joyful present because of Christ. He's so good to me. I love Him. He died for me. He rose again. He's alive. He's real. He's God. He is beautiful beyond description. He is the Almighty One. He is the treasure of my soul. You know, He is pure and holy. And He is the joy giver. And because He is God and in charge of my whole life, I don't feel insecure anymore. See? It's because of Him. And the other thing to do is get friendships, you know. Value friendships. My friends, even 50 years now, they know that I'm their friend, even if they don't like my Jesus. But I also know that they are my friends, you know. If something happens to me, they'll be there. You know, friendship. Do you have friendship? And then they're going to watch you, no? And there are some multi-millionaire friends who tell me, you and your wife and your kids, you know, you're not so much more happy than we are. and you don't have everything we have. And I say, you know, exactly wrong, you know. I don't need everything you have, but you need the one thing I have, right? Don't tell us about it. You got it? But they'll watch you and they respect you if you're consistent in your life. And a lot of that consistency in how you party, how you spend your money, and how you behave in your family. Honestly, your money counts. Your money is part of your testimony. Your relationships, big part of your testimony. How you talk to each other as family members. How you behave. Is not sure. You're not paying attention even. See? This is how DCC is. They don't even listen. Did you know that? Nice people. And then she's going. See? Fine, yeah? Now you have paper. पेन नहीं है बाइबल है हाँ भाई बाइबल लाया लाया क्या मोटरसाइकिल पे लाया ओह इट्स स्टिल बीइंग रिकॉर्डेड ओके लेट मी शो यू